You are listening to the Profitable Content Creator Podcast. This is the place where content creators come to learn how to create profitable content that positions themselves as an authority and grows their online businesses. Get ready to take your content to a whole new level with your host, Kristen Poborski.
Okay, so welcome today. If you are watching this on YouTube, you're going to notice that I look a little bit different today. And if you're listening to me on my podcast, you'll just have to take my word for it. So I am here, raw and unfiltered. So what does that mean? That means I am filming this with no makeup on because I'm here to make a point, okay? So let me just share a little backstory here and just talk to you about why I am doing this today and why we need to get over what we look like so much, because that could be stopping you from creating amazing content. So for those of you that don't like the way you look on video, or then that's stopping you, or you're just obsessed with lighting and perfect and everything coming off fantastic all the time with no flub ups, this is really for you, because I want you to get over the fact that you need to look perfect all the time on YouTube. Some of the top videos that I've created for myself and my clients over the last 10 plus years are the most unpolished video. And some of these, in the case of my client, Todd Krieger, they've been seen by almost 600,000 people around the world and have gotten him clients. He doesn't worry about looking perfect on video or worrying about having a super fancy script and a teleprompter. He just comes across naturally and confidently about what he talks about. And I've learned the same thing myself over my 10-year journey of creating content and putting it out on YouTube and in a podcast myself. So why this all came to the forefront was last April. So this would have been, I don't know when you're watching this or listening to this, but this was April of 2023. Okay. I was out walking my dogs and I was creating a ton of YouTube shorts, which I still am because it is a great way to get visibility. But I was out walking my dogs and I had inspiration come to me. Okay. Yeah. I had a full face of makeup on. But when I looked at that video, I was like, whoa, because the light wasn't great. My hair is all over the place. And I did not look polished at all, but I was raw and unfiltered. And I had this inspiration of what I needed to say. So fast forward, that video got a lot of views back then. But in the last 2 days, and this is 9 months after I shot that original short, it has gotten over 2,000 views in the last 2 days. So there's two points here I really want to make. A, you do not need to look perfect in your videos. You can stop anywhere you are and shoot a video, and it could have a farther reach than you might expect, okay? So when inspiration strikes, don't worry, just stop, just film your video. The other point I really want to make is that shorts are a great way to get visibility for, on your content, on your topics, and things like that. So don't forget that you do want to do this. And you know what? Don't be afraid to put it out on social media. I had a client who did not like her shorts. So she had me stop posting them out on social media. Now, they're still getting a lot of views over on YouTube. But because she's worried about how she looks, she doesn't like the way she looks, she had me turn them off, which is a huge missed opportunity. So what I really want to encourage you to do today is go unfiltered or just stop and take a video and don't worry about so much how that it has to be so perfect. Okay. So, with that said, I definitely encourage you to go out, shoot videos, longer ones, of course, and those shorts that you can use over on YouTube and also on Instagram, Facebook, and anywhere else where you really want to get your message out into the world. So for those of you that really want some more tips and want to go to the next level, I have got a free resource for you. It is the Content Creator's Guide to Creating Profitable Content. And for those of you who are into AI content creation and want more tips on how to do it so it naturally sounds like you, and these are all the things that I do with my own content, I also have down below the AI Content Creator's Guide. So both of those, feel free to grab one or both of those. But I just want to leave you with this one message, is that you've got to get out and start creating content. Stop being the best kept secret in your world, in the world, and become the best known at what you do. And stop worrying about what you look like.
You've been listening to the Profitable Content Creator Podcast, where content creators go to learn how to take their content creation to the next level. If you love the Profitable Content Creator Podcast, we'd love for you to subscribe, rate, and give us a review on iTunes. Until next time.